It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Hey, welcome everybody. Insight, this gorgeous Wednesday night, November, what's the date, Rocker?
18th.
What is it?
18th.
I don't believe.
That don't sound right.
I don't sound right. We have in studio the two stars from Breakfast with Billy.
Look, 18th.
Very good.
Mr. Bill Stogler.
Hi, everybody.
Rocker Bon Villain.
Hi, Rock.
Hey.
Hi, Jack.
So does this like bring back golden memories?
Tears.
You noticed the way you two hugged each other when you came in.
Tears.
It was like Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin.
Tears.
Minus the talent and or the money.
Minus both of those things. Except the money.
Yep.
So I thought, I tell you what, we have some things to cover. A lot's happened.
We got an hour.
Yeah, you know, I thought we'd talk about a lot of things that's happened. I thought we'd get back to, you know, Rocker and some of his rants and on this date and Rocker's top 10 list and then talk about where in the hell is the world going to, Bill?
Yep.
Okay.
Is he still with us?
And then to talk about the Christmas show, and I thought we'd wait till later on when Bubba and Fee came in, maybe quarter later, so we'd touch on that. But Bill, what you been doing with yourself?
Same old Jack, same as everything else. Crazy world we live in. It isn't getting any less crazy. Now, it looks like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. But the tunnel's pretty long yet, I think. But who knows?
Where's this light? And I want to get to
this vaccine. Vaccine's got to be light, doesn't it?
They say
about having light, 95% effective. And then they're done with the testing. Now it's just a fact of running it through.
Yeah. Now they have to just make it.
Just say it's okay. Now they got a new, or what, not USDA, drug.
The FDA?
FDA's got to say it's okay.
Does it have to be 100% effective?
No. Nope. The 95 is actually better than I thought.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say that's pretty darn good in my
book. Let's do it. I'd take a shot. You take a shot of it?
I don't have it, so.
No, would you take a shot?
Yeah.
Right here.
Would you get vaccinated?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Because
well, it depends on who's doing the vaccination.
No, it doesn't matter. That we talking about female, male?
Male. Or not female, I mean.
What do you mean? Would you let me poke you in the ass with it?
No, not really. That's not good. See, you just turned away listeners. Just for that visual alone.
So it's like, okay. But you
say I take a 3-inch. They did say I take a 3-inch needle.
Yeah. So you're one of those at risk people.
Three inches.
So would you take this vaccine? Well, like you'd be one of the first ones in line.
Well, I don't think they're saying that the first ones in line are the first responders.
Yep. I agree. And it ain't 3 inches, by the way. I just said that.
And then
the elderly.
Well, yeah.
It'd be first responders, elderly.
I would probably be somewhere down below Homer Stouter.
Oh, you should be.
You ought to be.
Are you kidding me? Homer Stouter could be at the top of the list.
So, Bill, what type of... What type of camping season you have this year?
Oh, we had good camping season because everybody wanted to, nobody could go out and do anything. You know, usually, like, you have people that are always going to festivals and things like that. Well, this year that didn't happen. So we were busy. I mean, there was a lot of people came every week. It's always kind of busy, but this year it was just, you know, it was busy from not only from the standpoint of the weekenders, but from the permanents. The permanents who, like I said, was sometimes they have festivals, different kind of parties to go to, you know. Well, that didn't happen this year. So this year, nothing going on. Let's go. Let's go camping. Sit by the fire. Twingle your dingle. Look at that, Rock.
Brush your weenies.
Yep.
Yep.
So it was a good year. It was a good, great year again.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break, come back and talk about the election results and get Rocker's take on the election results. I don't think we've met
since coronavirus. Going to talk about the coronavirus,
and then we're going to talk about
what else is going on.
Governor DeWine.
DeWine, you DeWine fan? You like DeWine? Yay or nay? Up or down? Up down? Up down?
We're going to come back and talk about that right after
up, down,
this.
Up down? Down up?
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, along with the Red Cross, will be hosting a blood drive on Monday, November 23rd from noon to 6 p.m. Appointments are recommended, so call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go to redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC to schedule your donation appointment, but walk-ins are also welcome. There's always a need for blood, no matter what time of year, so give life and donate blood at the Legion's Blood Drive on Monday, November 23rd between noon and 6 p.m. and help the Red Cross save lives. Make your appointment now at 1-800-RED-CROSS or at redcrossblood.org and use the sponsor code AMLEGFREC.
Clinchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clinchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clinchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
$10,000.
Not a clue.
But we're back. Jack, Bill, and Rucker talking about yay or nay.
In or out.
In or out. Rucker?
DeWine, yay or nay?
Nay.
Why? Nay. What do you do wrong?
I don't have enough time for this.
Trying to save the United States. He's trying to save the people of Ohio. That's what he's trying to do.
Hmm.
I hate you.
What would you have done differently, Rocker?
I don't know, but this ain't it.
Huh?
Anything but this?
Yeah, anything but this.
I don't know. That's a good question.
What would you do?
Governor Bill Stogler, God help us all.
What would you do, Rock?
God help us all.
Okay, so where have we been successful? So we've been at it for, 9 months now. Where have we been successful? What state? The lockdown states? The wide open states? The lockdown states more successful than the Floridas of the world?
I don't know whether you can say anybody's been successful.
Bingo.
So,
Okay.
So it tells you, like, okay, so like right now, or New York. They're going wide open again.
Yep.
They've been locked down the whole year.
Yep.
But now, Ohio's going crazy.
Yep.
Been locked down.
Everybody's going crazy right now.
So, 50 states, what makes you think?
50 of them going crazy.
I will say that I'm surprised at what he came out with yesterday. I thought he'd be more harsh than that.
Yeah.
So, you know, to be.
So I think that he's learned.
I think I would agree. For him not to come out yesterday and say that he's closing bars and all the different, you know.
I think he
doesn't want to shut down the economy. He cares about the people. I'll give him that. I'm giving him it. Rock, what do you think? That's what I'm giving him. But I ain't in agreement with, if he was elected right now, I would vote for you. I would not vote for him. No way. I don't care who's running.
I'd write Bill in.
Hitler. Hitler gets my vote right now. What do you think?
He always.
I went to the extreme there, didn't I?
Doesn't he?
I went to the extreme on that a little bit.
Well, quite the marker you got standing there, Hitler.
So, what's Indiana doing?
Indiana's getting tight. They're closing up not as tight as they. Yeah, they opened up a little bit more than Ohio did there about 2 months ago. And now they've buttoned her up a little bit.
And they're getting hit
hard. They're getting hit hard. But so's everybody.
Yep.
I don't know. It's a serious, serious deal. I'm not saying it's not serious. I'm not saying it. I'm not. But I'm not. I'm very much one that thinks that everyone has a right to do. The government shouldn't get in your personal life. Very much into that.
Especially not in your own home.
So when they say mask, okay, well, I get that. You know, they're masked because you're affecting others, maybe, possibly, depending on your thinking. Possibly. So let's just say possibly. When they start talking about Thanksgiving, I'm out. There they cross the line.
Yeah,
that's when they're out. Yeah. That's when they go personal. They're going personal. You know, your private life, that's when they have no business going there. I don't give a shit if you got shite, if you got 50 people at your Thanksgiving. Have it. Take a picture, send it to the governor. Wave at him. Rock. That's my opinion. And he ain't one of the real crazies. You look at, like, New York, Cuomo. You look at California. You look at Chicago or Illinois. You look at all these others. They're crazy.
Yeah, but Cuomo's crazy on the other end of the spectrum.
Yep. Yes, he is. He's nuts. He wants to be. That's more dictatorship there. That ain't even acting like he wants to work with the people. He thinks he's got the answers. My God, do it my way. I'm out on him.
The only thing, you know, through this whole thing. Through this whole thing, it was so easy. You know, if you take out what you read and what you hear, and you just base your opinion on what you see and what you know, you know by going in every store in Mercer County and being around that Mercer County did not follow any type of mask order.
No, none.
Okay, we didn't give a crap.
No, didn't care.
Okay,
I agree with you.
We also know as Mercer Countyans that more people that we knew were getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, more people that we knew were getting positive. Okay, we're testing positive.
Yep.
You know, when we went to other places, more people were wearing masks than what we were.
Yes.
You know? So, to me, it was very easy to just simply by what I saw to make the assumption that, you know, it would make sense that Mercer County, who doesn't wear a mask, is seeing more illnesses. Okay, and that if, just based on what I see, if we want to do something about the illnesses, that we should wear a mask.
Okay, so what about though now? all the counties are the same. Okay, so we broke out. We were the top. We were the leader. We were number one. Okay, so there's us and two other counties. Okay, we were number one. Now, all of us are the same.
Every place isn't the same.
It's the same.
Every place is the
same.
Worse.
What?
Every place isn't the same. Every place is worse.
Every place it reached the threshold of the county or the state saying that it's extreme. So all I'm saying is I agree with you, but a lot of it has to do with the way we're laid out.
And to me, the best thing that we could do for the guys that own the bars and the restaurants, the best thing that we can do as patrons is to visit them often and to wear masks when you go in there so that they don't have to tell you not to. So that they don't have to tell you to put them on.
Neil wants you to put one on. Okay. Why don't you have one on? Why didn't you wear a mask in here? Why didn't you? Okay, that's all easy to say. You came in here tonight and did not wear a mask. That's the problem we got. Everybody has this easy. Why don't we? What are you talking about? What?
This isn't the place I need to.
And it's just a public place.
Huh?
It's a public place. See, that's the problem we got. Everybody wants to say what they, you used to do that. But nobody does it. It's like example. Okay, so me and you go down to Southern Indiana a couple, 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
Okay, our girls are playing volleyball, right?
Yep.
We get on my phone. We get on that app so we can watch them, right?
Yes.
We watch the girls, proud as hell of them, right?
Yep.
We look at the fans. How many's in the stands? 200-300?
Yep.
Where are they sitting? Together.
All together, right?
All together. Well, there might have been a little bit of gap in them, but 3/4 of the gym is totally empty. Why? Now, so are we going through the motions with
now
this deal?
We couldn't see.
I can see everything. They scan the crowd. So 3/4 of the gym's empty. Ain't person up in all those stands. All right. So are we going through motions here? So is this everybody going through motions? Is it my question? Is that the question I'm asking? The answer is yes. Yes. Emotions. Okay, Rock, what do you got to say about that?
I think you need to calm down.
What did I say that's not right?
Can we get a nurse in here?
And then a football game outside. Are you kidding me? Where's common sense falling? Where does fall common sense? All right. Are you kidding me? Are you talking high school football?
That's crazy.
It's insane.
And there's so many of these examples of things that don't make sense.
It's like, crazy.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm just glad our kids are able to play sports. So from that standpoint, when you think about that, crazy. But our kids are playing sports. So good. That's our goal. These kids are out there participating.
Keep
them in school. Keep participating. I love it. Now, I don't know. So let's talk about school and COVID.
Yes.
Okay, so do you got the deal? Or should kids be in school?
Absolutely.
Yes. Should teachers be in the position to where they have to go to school with the threat of all those different viruses, where they're coming from, being associated with that?
Absolutely.
I'm in total agreement with you, by the way. Okay.
Yes.
So now we have what? We have, like, somebody said Rocker is substituting tomorrow in the history class up at the history. That's what they said. Okay.
Yep. I heard that.
Okay. So we're into the point now where we got teachers out, not because they're definitely sick, because they've been associated with an illness, blah, blah, blah. I got to do the. Got to do the thing.
So they are hard up for teachers.
They're hard up for teachers. Okay, so is it still all worth it? Now I'm asking the question now. Now that we know what's going on, is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
Kids are in school. Is it worth it? Teachers are sick. So you still think it's worth it? What kind of person are you?
Yes, it is worth it. Because kids aren't going to... You know what? I think one thing that we learned, and I don't know whether you'd get people to admit it, but I think one thing that we learned last spring is that kids didn't learn very effectively the last 2 months of last year, and that to not have them in the classroom is not good for them educationally or mentally or socially. And whatever we need to do to keep them in the classroom makes sense. Now, I would be for, and you know, like if like they said, look, you know what, we're going to take a 4 or 5 week Christmas break between Thanksgiving and Christmas, mm-hmm. and we're gonna, you know, give this a chance to, you know, we're gonna
slow
give it
down.
A chance to
cool down. Yeah.
You know what? I'd be okay with that. Mm-hmm. But kids have to be in school, yeah. and to make it effective, teachers have to be there to.
I am with you 100%. I mean, I look at it like, and I heard, and you know, I hear all sides. You hear all sides of that, but you know. You still have to have that person working at the grocery store checking you out. You still have to have all those people that's doing the, what do you call them, jobs, the
essential workers.
Isn't a school teacher an essential worker? I would think that falls into that category, but I understand. You know, you can argue that point as much as you want. You
have receptionists at doctor's offices, there are dozens of different positions like this that are required to
absolutely
to expose themselves to the.
You look at our healthcare workers.
I mean, you think about your
heart goes out to those. You know, just like teachers, they're in positions to where they ain't doing that because you know. Everybody can say, oh, we're doing it because they're paid. They do it because they're passionate people who care about other people. Exactly the same with teachers.
Yeah.
So when it comes to this, you know, I understand where, you know, they might question if you should go back. I think if it was not, don't get me wrong, I'm not getting political here, but if it was up to teacher unions, I would say they'd say, oh, my God, what the hell's going on? Why are we doing that? Why are we made to do that? Blah, blah, blah.
I don't doubt that this isn't what they signed up for.
Exactly.
I don't doubt that for a second. But I do think that, you know, what they signed up for is the education of students,
yes.
what's best for the students. And you know what? We are blessed in this area.
100%.
With passionate teachers
Absolutely.
Who care about the kids.
Yeah.
And I think we're fortunate to live where we are. So I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay, so what did we cover so far? COVID.
Yeah.
COVID. Okay, so we got that one knocked down. COVID out, Rock.
Yeah, I think we can move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, you know, any other topic, COVID does get blended in.
Well, and you sit here with your Fran DeWine t-shirt on like
it's
your...
Bob, yeah, so. Exactly.
It's
yeah,
Bob Ross.
So don't... Don't be. Yeah.
So, that says some things too.
Yeah. So we'll be back to critique Rocker's
Johnny
DeWine t-shirt right after this.
Klingtron & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingtronandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtron & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor, built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Music.
it's time to eat and you don't have time to make supper. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. Everybody can get what they want, whether it's their great sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, or their awesome pizza. Just call them and they'll get it ready for you, then just drive through and pick it up. And it's time to start thinking about reserving lanes for a holiday get-together or birthday party. And don't forget their awesome pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. They open at 3 Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Be sure to put their phone number in your phone so you can call them with one touch. 375-4274. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Basketball season is starting up, and here are the games coming up this weekend on Fort Recovery Radio. The Lady Indians will be playing in a tournament in Arcanum, and they'll play host Arcanum on Friday with JV game starting at 6. On Saturday, they'll play either Franklin Monroe or Rushi, again with the JV game starting at 6. We'll bring you all the action live from Arcanum this weekend, so be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Station.
You have your baby yet?
No.
We're back.
What'd she do?
We're not even pregnant.
Inside.
Yet.
So we're talking to Chuck Rohr about his wife's due. When's your wife due, Chuck?
She's not.
Huh?
Oh, God. She's not.
What? Oh, she's not. Oh.
No.
Oh, my damn.
No expectation yet.
It's like, what? So how much vacation you need?
It all depends.
It all depends.
Yeah.
We're talking about Christmas show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's it going
to
be? It
takes Chuck a lot of work to put that on.
I tell you what, we're
more than ever.
You know, and that's something that I think we want everybody to understand is that, you know, for this Christmas show, the easy part is for whatever me and Bill and Rocker and Bubba and Fee, you know, I mean, we have the easy part. We just show up and talk.
Chuck and Neil.
Like between now and then, Rocker and Neil.
Maybe and Chuck.
And Chuck too?
Yeah. Chuck's
going to
do all of
them. Now, wait a second. I thought Rocker was the brains behind this.
No. Chuck does the technical stuff.
Okay, well, Chuck and Neil, and probably especially Chuck, takes a lot of planning and work and being able to move equipment, and we're trying to figure out the best place to have it. So, once Bubba and Fee get here, we'll kind of announce that. But it looks like it's going to be on December 16th, and we'll talk about awesome. Some of the details when they get in here. And so, Bill,
this year, I mean, I'm sure there's as needy as ever, isn't there? I'm pretty sure.
I would think.
I don't think it's going to be a problem finding people that's going to benefit from everybody's generosity this year.
I tell you what, you know, one of the things that I think we witness this year. Was after the show, you know, we were able to meet the needs of four or five of the families that we dedicated the show to. But I know during the course of the year there were at least that many more that had things happen that we were able to help out too.
Yep.
And
when you think about the Les Johnsons of the world, and not that you make a difference, but that you have the ability to show that you care and that you can help out a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, he meant so much to so many people. And that Neil's show from that night could, you know, just help out. It's just it's a great deal.
It really is. Yep. So, we'll talk about some of the details of that when you know, Bubba and Fee come in. Let's talk about the election that is still hanging on a thread. You know,
I heard Trump overtook him tonight.
Yeah. So, you know, when is enough enough? When are they going to wave the white flag? Rocker Have you already waved the white flag?
Part of me has and part of me hasn't.
Caught me.
What the hell was that?
That's the election thing.
Oh, that's the election. Oh.
A little delayed, but okay.
That's
Part of me says yes. Part of me says let's wait till the Supreme Court, like Bush Gore. Let's push that button again.
Yeah, and I know that they haven't officially done anything yet. You know, they haven't officially ruled on anything.
Well, I think it's a no-brainer that what's going on now should go on. And I have no doubt in my mind that the next president is going to be Joe Biden. I have no question of both. But you got to let especially in a year like this, you got to let you got to make sure that both parties have every legal capability they have to make sure that it was all set up. I mean, who otherwise? If Trump would have 2 weeks ago said, "I give," even though I'm questioning blah blah Michigan blah blah that, no. Get him out of the way. Let him question him. Let the courts do their thing so that everybody feels better about at least how it, that you don't have to be happy with the results and you don't have to agree that the way this election was held was correct, because that would be debated for years. But the way it was held, let all these courts be stuff play out. So that there can be, see, they can finally say, yep, okay, that's it. You can throw that out, blah, blah, blah. Yep, and then you have one. Don't give Trump hell for doing the course he's doing. Are you kidding me? I mean, they've done this for years. That Georgia governor, what was that? Was that like 2 years ago? That nut, she ran that. She did that for 2 months. Well, you know, that's a great thing when she's doing that. Al Gore, oh, Jesus, you know, they take that to the Supreme Court. It's a great deal.
No. And
so I have no problem. I think that Trump's going to lose, no question. But let the course play out so everybody can say, okay, it ran its course.
May I go back to Gore for a second?
Yeah.
Okay, Gore should have, that night, Gore should have conceded as soon as he lost Tennessee.
I don't remember any of that stuff.
When you lose your own, sorry, Neil, when you lose your own darn state.
Oh, yeah, don't say damn.
Well, I try and, you know, save the money.
I'm not saying damn, Rocker.
When you lose your own darn state, I think it's time to pull the plug.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, let it run its course. Don't get too excited. It'll all work out.
Here's the thing, is that, you know what? They're going to find something in this process. Okay,
and
it isn't going to be enough to overturn the election results. Okay, but it may be enough to stop some stuff that happened this year and that likely has been happening for years. You know, so you know,
like what?
Like. You've heard for a long time about things going on in the Pennsylvania elections that haven't been above board, okay, or about vote counting in Michigan that wasn't conducted the way that it should have been conducted.
Well, but the thing is and years. I'd question your years thing. The problem this year was the only thing that beat Donald Trump. The only thing that beat Donald Trump was COVID. That's it. Because it allowed the Democrats to change everything about how the election was held. They could then do all these different things about mail-in ballots and picking up ballots. And you didn't all Supreme Courts of different states. Yeah. Now, I didn't know. Don't know. I'll reach across there and punch you. This is it allowed Supreme Courts of different states saying, okay, you don't need any ID to vote. Oh, wait a minute. You don't need any you don't need any signature to match up. You can do it because, you know, blah, blah, blah. So also, Donald Trump got 10 million more votes this year than he did last year when he won.
What
so they let all these clowns.
Donald Trump.
What?
What beat COVID. Donald Trump.
It's COVID.
And that's a large part of it. That's
large
part of it.
If it ain't for COVID, he wins this saying it ain't even everybody goes to sleep at 8 o'clock on that election night. It's over.
If during this COVID thing, if Donald Trump would have been able
to be 5% more compassionate
wouldn't
and
matter.
5% less of an asshole.
Wrong.
The reason
you're talking about people is looking lost. For reasons. No.
The reason they lost was his courts didn't like him.
The courts
could not vote for somebody that they didn't like.
Because why? Because of how he handled COVID.
Yeah.
That's what I said. COVID. If COVID don't come up, we're going to lose 300,000 Americans, 400,000 probably. And there's Democrats out there that's glad COVID came because they understand that's the only way he was going to not be reelected.
But this is the thing, is that We're losing the exact same number of Americans this year that we lost last year.
Agree.
You know?
But
COVID, the number of people that's been killed by COVID is less than a tenth of what it's getting credit for.
Ooh, that's a statement there.
Yeah.
Huh? But I'll say this. Donald Trump. So you can, if I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican, you know, there's extremes to both. We see it. We live in the extreme Donald Trump area. I get it. You know, I'm a Donald Trump fan. Is when you read Fox or we watch Fox at News, are they extreme? Absolutely. It turns me off, actually. Democrat, you watch MSNBC, CNN. That's extreme. That's extreme. We got to get back to somehow finding out regular news on a regular basis.
Oh, good luck with that.
I know. It ain't ever going to happen. Rock.
Where's Walter Cronkite?
Walter Cronkite would be rolling over his grave.
Yep. I agree with you, Rock.
He's dead.
Hard as carp. What year did he die? How old was he when he died?
Come on. Let's go.
I thought it was in the 2000s at least.
Oh, that's close. You're saying 2000. So you give me 20 years? Is that what you're saying? Huh?
Do you know
Mr. Date Guy?
Do you know when it was?
2004.
I guarantee you don't know.
Google it.
No way.
$5.
I wait a second.
I bet you all of Chuck Hines' money in the world, and he's the richest person ever in Fort Recovery. When Chuck Hines retired, there was dollar bills going across the street when they carried his stuff out. He had it stashed everywhere. Fact. Him and Kim Day and Ivan Kaufenbarger are the three richest people in Fort Recovery. That's a no doubter.
Did you forget a few
people? Ivan Kaufenbarger's got money that's unbelievable. Kim Day, incredible. He was out of electricity for like a week this last week, wasn't he? Didn't miss a beat. Did not miss a beat. Kim Day is loaded. Who else we got? Where was he at there? You got me off the Chuck Hines thing there.
We're on a
buck, buck.
How in the hell did we get started on that, Rocker? I'm blaming you.
Back to the election.
Yes.
I did see where Mercer County's up in the air yet. Did I see that?
Is that right?
Mercer County.
Mercer County's a toss-up?
They said they had somebody vote twice. Some lady voted twice.
Uh-oh.
Yep, she voted in a different county.
No. What are you knowing?
All wrong.
What are you talking about? Read the paper tonight.
I already read it.
Okay, what did you say?
What did it say?
It was a woman, two different women, had the same first name, same middle name, different last name. Read it.
Now, the headline is, woman votes twice, under arrest.
Nope.
Election undoubt.
No
Trump
arrest.
May win.
No
That's exactly
made.
What I read.
No arrest made.
Brock.
Election imbalanced in Mercer County. Here it is. There it is.
82% of Mercer County is Trump.
That's incredible.
That's a lot. That's a bunch. That is a bunch.
So that two women's votes really threw us off.
Yep.
Well, and no wonder when you have women voting twice for.
But you know what's going to be even more as important is that Senate race down in Georgia January 5th. That's going to be for all the marbles.
Republicans have to win one of those.
One of those two. Yeah. Republicans have to win one of the two. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, that'd be the biggest night. Otherwise, the Democrats got full reign. Republicans can pretty well shut her down.
Now, Republicans are favored in both of those races.
Barely. 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 Frank Perdue. His name? Brock?
I don't think it might be.
I don't think it's Frank.
Maybe Burgess. It's Burgess Perdue.
Sure ain't Gary.
Gary Perdue. Huh?
I think it might be Gary.
I'm pretty sure it's Frank. Check that out. Google that one time. Okay. What'd it say?
There's your voter fraud. God's
sakes. So. What'd it say? Yep, exactly right. Same woman voted twice.
That's exactly what Bill said.
Yep,
with different last names.
Thank you very much.
With different last names.
But she tried to vote twice. She intentionally tried to vote twice.
She changed her last name, apparently.
Thank you very much. That's my point.
Thank you very much.
I mean,
she lives. Bubba, you been listening to anything?
Yep.
What do you got? What's your opinion on any of this? Come on.
So do you tend to side with me or Bill?
Sit up here and get, pull a chair up here and get grab a mic.
I was listening.
I mean, what do you think? You wasn't listening. He wasn't listening.
He wasn't listening. He's taking a nap.
Good, because he's grossing his butt out a little bit.
So.
Anyway, so where's we at now? Okay, so back to that Senate race. That's going to decide everything.
There you go.
Hey, Bob.
Huh? Senate race is going to be huge.
That big. Huge.
Here, Jack.
Jack, you're not on. Yeah, I didn't hear you come through my thing.
And here you are.
Test one, two. What?
Now is it on?
Nope. Break, on. Break. One, two, break. Oh, Jesus. Bob's that's on here. Bob is on here. So, Bob, you talk, first of all, quickly.
Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, is it real?
No, it's all fake.
All right. We got Bubba's opinion on COVID. What do you think about COVID? Is there any governor? You in or out?
I got mixed emotions on DeWine because I like him.
I don't like him a bit.
I know you hate him. But like when he's on with Billy Cunningham.
Is this on?
Yeah, you're on.
You're on now.
Like when he's on with Billy Cunningham, he talks like, I mean, he's just kind of a neat bird.
Yeah. I don't like he wears glasses.
Okay. All right. We're out on Cunningham?
No. Okay.
DeWine. And I'll tell you another thing about Fox.
Fox.
And you was talking about how it's so right. It's no. They. I was madder that Fox on election night than I was on.
I agree 100%. Fox is absolutely bold.
Arizona.
Yes, agree 100%. I'm talking about the regular nightly viewership. I'm not talking about that. I agree. Fox, you know, 3/4 of Fox News anymore is as left wing as what anything is. Our media is crazy, crazy,
including Fort Recovery Radio.
No, we're awesome here. And I ain't saying, I voted for Bill Clinton this second term. You know why? Hillary's hot.
Something about the way she rolls around up there?
Huh? Something about.
Rocker, back in the day.
Something in the way she moves.
Something in the way like she moves.
No other.
I don't want to leave her now.
She's got that penguin look, but when she gets it going... She's pretty hot. Who else we got? You know who else is hot? And back in her day, I'd say was a real looker. But even to this day, ain't bad.
Yep.
Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, my.
Rock? Nancy Pelosi is hot.
Scariest looking people ever.
Are you Nancy Pelosi? I think she's very becoming.
Tell me something.
Tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break here.
I'm trying to find that for my show.
We're going to take a real quick break here.
Why? He's on a
roll.
We'll
be back right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Ramel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Thanksgiving is getting close, and Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need to create the big feast for your family. Cooper Farms turkey rolls, oven bags for your turkey, hams, sweet potatoes, bags of potatoes to mash, or the instant potatoes, three sizes of chicken broth, everything you'll need to make your dressing, instant gravy, or everything you'll need to make your own great gravy. And back by the deli, they have everything you need to make your famous green bean casserole. Get everything you'll need for Thanksgiving right here in Fort Recovery, all in one stop. Great prices, great selection at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more. Here's the information for season passes for the 2020-2021 basketball season. A pass will give you entry into all home games in that sport. Season passes are non-refundable. The maximum capacity is 300 people for the Fort Sight Fieldhouse this year. Season passes for the boys are completely sold out, and there will be no tickets available at the door for any home boys games. Girls' season passes are $66 each, and a limited number are still available to the public through this week in the high school office from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., first come, first served. For the junior high boys and girls, basketball tickets will be $4 each. There will be no season passes for the junior high basketball games, and all junior high home games will be played in the high school gym, which allows for more spectators, and those games will then be able to be broadcast on the NFHS network. General admission will be welcome for the boys and girls junior high games. The gym will be cleared of spectators after the 7th grade games to leave more room for the spectators at the 8th grade game. Spectators must wear masks and sit on the taped areas of the bleachers. Those are the details for the winter sports tickets.
I'm glad we have no Hillary to get up there and walk around with that kind of... She's kind of got a half-decent body. She's going to...
She's just made
she
my...
People are eating
breakfast.
She always wears those tarpy-looking outfits. It looks like a fisherman.
I've never seen one twice.
You ever see that top she wears? It looks like a fisherman. It's a dressy fisherman top is what it looks like.
Oh, my God.
It's like them guys on that, when they're out there catching them crabs.
Poncho?
Yeah, that's that poncho-looking thing she wears. I think that's very becoming.
A two-piece poncho, rain suit.
It is.
It is. The hurricane suit.
Rocker is crying.
She has always had something for Hillary.
He's literally.
Oh, I think she's kind of hot. She got that penguin look.
How old is Hillary?
She walks around like
Hillary's 75.
Top on, it looks like close.
It's got to be pretty close.
75-ish? How about Nancy?
Oh, she's got
70.
70?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Nancy's 90. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi is over 80. Yeah. And she just got voted by all of our, I love Democrats, by our Democratic friends
you
out there to run the next, no, to be the Speaker of the House.
Don't even act like you care.
I do. I absolutely do. I have more Democratic friends than I do Republican friends. 2-1.
So almost seven Democrats.
I was with Bretzi all day today.
That works out.
You with Bretzi all day today?
He is a Democrat.
Oh, very much so. Yeah.
I love Bretzi.
You know, it's kind of weird, though. Okay, so let's think about Bretzi, because we was talking about politics a little bit. Not a problem. But he says, I just couldn't handle the way he talked. Okay? The rest of it's good. You know, the rest of it's good. You know, unemployment was good and all this stuff. What's it about? I mean, what are you giving up here? What's your goal?
That's
you want
my
somebody
point.
Who's going to be a good speaker? Huh?
That's,
you
that's
want
my Obama? Point.
That nut?
That's my point. That's why he lost.
I agree. 1,000%. I ain't disagreeing.
He lost.
But what did he do that he... What did he do? No, wait a minute. Okay, so what did he do that he didn't say he was going to do? And how did he talk like he didn't say he was going to talk when he ran? Everything he did is that guy is the one guy who, in his whole presidency, did exactly what he said he was going to do. He did it all. The guy did it all.
But
he didn't say anything to get a vote.
But people, and again, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's legitimate.
People should have sat back.
People want to be proud of
the
leader of the country.
Good God.
When he's standing up there talking. And when you
have Obama is your answer to that?
And when you have an egotistical me type of a guy who doesn't, he's not compassionate.
Jack, the only reason that he lost this election is because the way it was held, not because of what he said. It was the way it was held. He had 10 million more votes.
If he 10
million
says,
more votes.
If what? He says the right thing, it then doesn't it matter it how him. It's held.
Then it's not him. It ain't Donald Trump. He's going to go down as the greatest president in my mind.
And his.
I'm just serious.
I
agree 100%.
And I.
What did he do that he didn't say he was going to do?
For him. And
from I don't think a he did. Philosophical I think standpoint. You're bleeding blue.
from a philosophical standpoint,
Jack, look at me in the eyes and say I voted for Donald Trump without smiling. Say it.
I voted for Donald Trump without smiling.
Bull crap. You got a laugh thing there? So that's I what laugh. You feeling like doing.
So
anyway,
boys,
it's
got,
over with. It's over.
Got
it's
something.
Going.
We got something a lot bigger than that.
What is it? What's
here? This is the biggest thing that's hit Fort Cover
ever
in a long time.
What is it?
Rumor has it.
Yep.
That the owner of Fort Recovery Radio. Birthday is today.
What?
Nah, I'm just saying.
Whoa. Nah, 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 nah. We got a birthday song on here.
Yeah, let's go.
Da, 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 da.
That's birthday song.
What?
That's. Nah, 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 nah. The only reason that
nah,
I know
nah,
this.
Nah, 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 nah. Let's hear it.
King Bob. King Bob posted it on Facebook. And he said, and the reason he said, when he thinks about the friendship with Steiny and Neil, it brings tears to his eyes.
So would it be?
It is Steiny's birthday.
It is Steiny's.
And Steiny thinks that it's also my birthday. And Captain America also thought the 15th, which was his birthday.
Uh-huh. What do you think?
And
King Bob would not lie.
Somebody else that had their birthday on the 11th thought that the 11th was also my birthday.
Google Neil Spencer III.
Google it.
See what happens.
Yeah.
Where it comes out.
There are two or three different official birthdays.
So you'd be like, let's see, guys.
Nancy Pelosi.
68?
71.
I'll be damned.
He's unbelievable.
He is unbelievable. Look at him. He looks. He's unbelievable. He is the
best. He is in the best shape of the six guys in this room right now.
I'd say there ain't no doubt about that.
No, you see him pushing around his rocks the other day in his yard?
Unbelievable.
Throwing them around like they're breaking peanuts. Huh? Popeye. Popeye.
He's Popeye.
What are we doing with them rocks, by the way?
Oh, man. Why will
I want rocks?
Dog,
Popeye.
What was that?
What happened to this show?
Rails. Completely.
So, okay, hey, how about talking about our Christmas show?
Yeah.
Thank God. Hey.
Fee, get up here.
Get up here, Fee. Come on, boop.
Here.
Yeah,
Rocker, share your mic.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to leave. You have
just
to
for
leave
5 seconds.
Scoot the some gun over and sit here and talk to us.
Join
You're
us.
A part of this thing too. Let's go. Don't be giving everything up. Don't give up and start throwing your hands down.
No mistakes.
We're one here. Just there's no I in teams.
Get your friend a wine T-shirt.
Harold's got like a $700 free recovery deal on.
He's unbelievable. He's the best dressed.
He exists. And he got his own. I mean, he can't come here with normal hair anymore.
No.
Huh?
Look at his shirt.
Look at his hair. Next have one layer, next layer. He's unbelievable.
He is.
Yeah, I'm layered up.
George Hamilton.
He is. He's George Hamilton.
I'm tan, man.
All right. So
that's yours.
It's getting that time of year for the galley.
Yes. Galley or gala?
Gala. What do you call it?
It ain't gala.
Christmas
word gala. You ever heard of word
gala?
You ever call it gala?
It's
Christmas gala.
Have you said gala before?
Yeah, but he said galley.
Yeah, I know. You say gala? Gala?
That's the fish place.
Gala?
I ain't coming.
The galley?
Huh? Let's get the gala.
It's over. We had our last one, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. We're done.
No. The key to this whole thing
yep.
is the guy behind the golden microphone.
Chuck.
Can we make it work, being COVID friendly?
Why not?
I mean, we could do it through Zoom.
Well, okay,
that's the dumbest thing you ever said.
Mercer County COVID-friendly.
Mercer County COVID-friendly. That's exactly right.
So under 300. Yeah, we should be under that, yeah.
Have you talked to Randy about the pavilion?
Not yet.
I did.
And?
I haven't done it yet, but I'm sure.
Okay, all right. So we're pretty sure.
Tell's out. They're not support.
Yeah, they'll let us use the
Absolutely. Pavilion. Are you kidding me?
What's the next spot, then, if they don't let us use the pavilion?
Wait a minute. They're letting us use it.
Yep, and we're going to put Christmas lights.
I'm in charge of decorations.
Good. I like that.
Okay.
I like that. Then what we got?
Well, then we're going to have the indoor at the pavilion, down swimming pool, and people come down like they always do. They can drive right up. They can walk right in. They can say hi to Santa Claus. They can say hi to Neil. They can do anything they want. They can eat candy.
We will have
everything.
We will have like a drive-through where they can drop off donations.
Don't even have to get out of the car.
Nope.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
For those that don't want to get out of the car.
I mean, people's going to get out and come in and say hi to us.
They can.
We can even have the pavilion's doors up if it ain't crazy out. We can have NIPCO eaters. They can be waving to people.
It's heated.
But I mean, we have wind doors up so we can fight any kind of wind.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
You could be in a Speedo.
I plan on it.
So, Chuck, can you get us five
it,
microphones?
Chuck. We're going to need more than five.
Can you get us 10?
Might as well go for 20.
Hey, wait a minute. And then we need, or can you do the Zoom thing? Can we get out there? Can people see us?
Facebook Live.
Yeah, we just going to dance some.
We got.
Man, we can't dance.
There, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Leo Sayre.
Huh?
Leo Sayre.
Hey.
I can dance.
We've got to have Facebook Live because if we can't, then we got to have it here.
Well, I agree 100%. If you can't have Facebook Live,
you should be able to, right?
Chuck can do all of that.
Okay.
But it's going to take him 2 days, and you got to get him 2 days paid from Cooper.
Oh, yeah. We'll just pay him cash on the side to do that.
Chuck.
Yep.
How much you need?
Chuck. Chuck.
Chuck.
Chuck.
Chuck.
2 days, about $4,000.
It's going to take a little bit to get it moved and get it set up.
But could you? Can you?
Can you do it?
It
can be done, yes.
All right. That's all I need to hear.
How long can I get
Neil, can you make all your food and have it up there like you always do?
That's going to take a while, too, but I don't need money from Cooper's.
$3,000 more from Cooper's.
December 16th.
Let's do it. 16th. This is going to be awesome.
16th?
What 16th. Is that? What's the date?
Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday, December 16th.
Christmas show.
We usually...
This is going to be awesome.
Start.
It's going to be our greatest show ever.
About... 6:30?
How many turtle doves, Bill?
16. Six turtle doves. Six turtle doves. Two turtle doves. Yeah.
He's on it.
Rock, what you got? How many doves you got? Pair of tens.
I usually get the two.
No, you did the three. Bill's got the two turtle doves.
Four. I got four.
Four what?
Four hens of
laying. Four hens of laying.
Four hens of laying.
Four calling birds.
Four calling birds.
Three French hens.
Oh, for God's sake.
We're going to have to work on that.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll practice here before we get it.
Yeah.
So we can do it. Count on it.
Yeah, as long as you smash that table.
Bill's gonna
jump through.
You never jump through that table.
I will jump through a table.
I think you will.
Off the top of a van.
Yeah.
Is that what them guys do?
Yeah.
I will do it.
Bill's Mafia. You are the Bill's Mafia.
I'm jumping off.
But
by then, by the way, the Browns would be like, what, 11-3?
No, we got COVID.
Who's got it?
The whole team. Four of them today.
We're out.
Miles Garrett, he got sent home.
So we have to take care of entertainment. I'll take care of that.
You're doing it.
I got lights.
You're the best.
I'm
Bill's
decorating.
Got lights.
I'm
Bill's
decorating.
Got outdoor lights.
Rock's helping me do that. Me and Rock. Huh?
You gonna have a Christmas tree?
I got Christmas trees. I got Christmas trees.
B is providing the car for the giveaway.
Nice.
I like that.
Thanks, B. I'll bring candy canes. Bubba's got the candy canes.
How about kids' candy? Kids' candy.
We're gonna have kids' candy.
We'll have all kinds of stuff.
Kids' candy.
Yeah.
He's bringing the van too, so you can jump off.
We will have.
Who's in charge of entertainment?
That's me. Jack always takes Jack. Care of that. We got to have hand sanitizers and mask.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of people do that. Bring your own mask. We ain't supplying any masks.
We're out on that.
And we'll have hand sanitizer.
It's going to be a great show, ain't it?
Can't wait.
It's going to be a.
It'll be a hoot nanny.
It will be.
Hoot nanny.
Now, how much did we raise last year? You know the number?
Don't know the exact, but $64,000.
$64,000, and we've been doing it for how many years?
This is the fourth.
Year four.
Fourth year. This is the fourth coming up?
No, this will be the fourth.
So unbelievable.
24, 52, 64.
Unbelievable.
So whoa.
Nah, that's wrong.
No.
Okay, so what's your number?
Didn't we do it in 15? Okay.
17 the first year, 24 the next, 52 the next, and 64 last year.
No, I don't believe.
Okay.
Number five, then, you're saying.
So you're saying this is our fifth year?
Yes.
Jack, you're saying?
Jack thinks it's the fourth. I think Neil's right.
My money's on Neil.
When was our first year uptown? That was the first year we did it. Wasn't it?
No, because the first year uptown, we were still trying to fight around doing.
We had 2 years uptown.
Out at the bowling alley that just wasn't working. So it was the year after that because we were doing breakfast with Bill.
Yeah. So we've had.
Because Jack came in on
2 years in here?
And two uptown.
And two in there.
Maybe three up there. It could be the seventh year.
We're missing 14 grand somewhere.
It's either the fourth or it's either the fifth or sixth year.
It's so, fifth.
Are you
year five?
Year five.
So join us for the 11th annual.
Yeah.
And you will, as we get closer to the date, you'll keep updating on Facebook of where the family. We're at. Yes.
And I do want to open it up that if anybody out there knows of anybody that would be worthy candidates, we would love to know. Their story, and you know, we've been able to probably during the course of the year help well over 15 different families in the area, and we would hope that we didn't have anybody, but we know that that's not the case, and so don't hesitate to let any of us know if there's somebody that you would like for us to include.
I like it.
Okay.
Awesome. It's always a great time. Very heartwarming to see how many great people that we live with in town.
And they're everywhere around. I mean,
absolutely.
Just,
yeah, you're right.
It's unbelievable. Right.
If you're going to send messages to any of these guys, send private messages. Don't put it out on Facebook.
Yeah, I think people are good at that. So.
Yep. Very good.
Sounds good.
Okay, what's the next topic? Sports. Okay, so what do you think about wait a minute.
We opened up.
Jumped right in, didn't we?
We opened up.
Hey, jumped right in to Bubba and Fee, didn't we?
Hey, I think we need to take a break in preparation.
Okay,
for
sounds good.
Sports talk?
Sports talk.
So I'll tell you what, stay tuned for Bubba and Fee. I'm guessing Billsy's going to join them for sports talk. They got Holly Gann coming in and Brent Niekamp talking sports and FR
Snyder's
High
in.
School. Stay tuned. We'll see you next week.
Update on how Greg's doing.
Everybody have happy Thanksgiving. Later.
You ain't doing nothing next week?
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.